Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. And today, Dr. Monique is with us. She was supposed to be with us back in earlier this month, but she's with us here now. So yay, I'm so excited because I love talking with Dr. Monique about ancestral story clearing and whatever else we're going to talk about. There's always so much, right?
Yes.
And you know, especially about the ancestors, you know, and how we work with them, how their stories might be disrupting our happiness, how their stories of shame, addiction, violence may be impacting our abundance and health. I mean, I never would have thought of these things, right? And why spiritual practices like meditation, the secret and energy healing aren't helping you with the transformation you desire. So we're going to talk about that and see what can help us, right? And how ancestral story clearing can help you release old wounds that are blocking your success. Why you can't seem to manifest career opportunities or clients for your business. How your ancestors can support you with living your soul's purpose. You know, I love it when we talk about this, Dr. Monique, because it's like one of those things that I never, ever think of on my own. I never think to call in the ancestors or think that anything to do with the ancestors is affecting me right now. So I'm excited. I'm always excited to talk about this. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome.
Thank you for having me here.
And yeah, and thank you for coming back, you know, because I know that you've been with us a couple of times, and we just, you know, the past couple of times we had to reschedule, which is, you know, it happens, right?
Yes.
But, you know, it just happens. Life happens, right? So for those of you who don't know Dr. Monique, she helps you transform your emotional pain and clear ancestral karmic stories. And with guidance from your ancestors, Dr. Monique zeroes in on the karmic stories passed down from your ancestors that are embedded in your DNA and creating blocks in your life. With more than 20 years of channeling divine wisdom and ancestral story clearing and healing, Dr. Monique's passion and purpose are to help people who are struggling with unconscious blocks and issues ranging from money, career, and soul purpose to relationships and loneliness and poor health. So, you know, all of that and more. I'm so glad you're here because, like I said, that is one thing I never think of. I never think that, hey, maybe, you know, my abundance is being blocked because of my ancestors, because I don't, you know, it's like I have no connection to them, or I feel like I don't have any connection to them, mm-hmm. right? Which is like not true at all, because I know that the ancestors and all their stories, all their beliefs, all of that is in our DNA. It gets passed down, you know, each lifetime and each, you know, each generation, right? So I'm so excited we're going to talk about this. And of course, we're going to take some questions. So if you do have questions, you can write them in the chat, or you can raise your hand, and or later on when, you know, we're taking the questions and you're feeling brave, you can just unmute yourself. So Dr. Monique, yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. And let's start talking about this, about ancestors and healing our generational trauma and cultural wounds, especially those ones that we don't even know we have.
Yes. Yes. I mean, we, you know, our ancestors, their wounds, their traumas, their stories, their experiences are all passed down to us. Mm-hmm. Now, we oftentimes talk about the wounds and the trauma, but I also want to remind everyone that their joy, their love, their resilience, their wisdom, their intelligence, their positive experiences are also passed down to us.
Yay.
So we receive it all. We get it all.
Yeah, but we never talk about the good stuff. We only ever talk about bad stuff. Right?
Right, right.
Neil's back.
Yeah, we talk about, not a problem. He's happy to be home. Yes. Or she. Yeah, we oftentimes talk about the negative experiences that our ancestors have had. And we talk about that and talk about the blocks that they create and, you know, the different things that may be disrupted as a result of their experiences. But we also want to remind ourselves that our ancestors had some pretty amazing lives in many cases. Mm-hmm. Our ancestors may have experienced extreme wealth, while some of the ancestors may have experienced poverty. Some of our ancestors may have had beautiful, thriving relationships, while some may not have had great relationships. But all of that is passed to us. And what we want to do is help to clear the stories that are not supporting us. Mm-hmm. And we want to embrace and welcome the guidance and the support from the ancestors who have experienced some of the things we have and have been able to overcome them or resolve them or now have wisdom that they can share with us to support us on this journey. So that's really what working with the ancestors is all about, taking in both.
Yeah. And I love that because I don't think we've ever touched on that part before, you know, is that it's also the good stuff too, you know, and how the end that, you know, from what they've experienced in the past, their lessons, their wisdom, that they can help us with that, which of course I know that, you know, like logically I know that, right? But yes. I've never really tapped into that. So I'm so glad that you're here to share with us even some examples and some ways maybe that we can tap in and connect with our ancestors so that we can get, you know, have more ease, release some of those blocks, get, you know, and not just the reassurance from the ancestors, but, you know, like real practical help, you know?
Right. And I've told this story before, so some people may have heard it, but if they haven't, then it's actually a really fun story. When my father was alive, he basically fixed everything. You mm-hmm. know, we used to laugh and people, neighbors, friends used to say, if, you know, Mr. Hunt can't fix it, then it can't be repaired because he could fix anything.
Right.
So he always took care of the plumbing, any electrical problems, difficulties with the vehicle. He just loved tinkering. Problems with my computer. I mean, he was my computer go-to guy always. I mean, everything. So when he passed away, of course, that left sort of a void because there was no one person that could handle all of those different things. And one day we had a plumbing problem where we had a leak and water was just leaking out of this pipe like crazy. And we called one person to come and that person made the problem even worse and then told us, oh, you need to call a plumber. Good. Mm-hmm. So I was able to cap it off to kind of stop the leak from being so bad. And I sat down and I went into meditation and I just said, Dad, this is a time when you need to come through. Mm-hmm. You need to help us figure out what needs to happen. I need a really good plumber. I need he or she to be extremely honest. And I need someone who really knows what they're doing and will give me options. So after I came out of meditation, I went to my computer. I think I ended up bringing up Yelp, or I may have even typed in, you know, best plumber in the area. And the first person that came up, I just decided to call. Mm-hmm. I called him. He said I could be there pretty quickly. He came. He gave us options. He checked out all the plumbing to make sure that there wasn't any other problems. There weren't. He offered to do anything that we needed help with. I mean, he was really just a very nice man who came and really wanted to help us, which was really cool. So when he was getting ready to leave, he handed me his card. And his card said his name was Angel.
Oh, wow.
His name was Angel. And I thought, thanks, Pop, for sending me an angel.
Yeah. That's what you asked for, right?
I did. And so, you know, I always laugh about this story, but the reality is I had already called a number of people before the guy came and, you know, the original person came and made the problem worse. Mm-hmm. We had already tried with a number of people, couldn't get anybody to return our calls and just real problems. But when I just centered and said, you know what, I'm calling in the ancestors who I know could help with this problem to clear a path to the right person for us. Mm-hmm. And that's what I encourage my clients to do. If you know of ancestors in your lineage that were good at something, then call upon them. If you know of ancestors in history, like if you're writing a book and you're feeling blocked and stuck, but you know that there is an author that you really admired who may have now passed on, or you admire their work and you really want to call upon them, ask them to help clear the blocks, ask them to support you. Mm-hmm. So that's how we can use the ancestors and have a relationship with an ancestors in the way that really embraces the beautiful parts of their lives, their stories, the things that they were really good at and they were able to accomplish in their physical lives. Yeah. Mm.
And, you know, I just want to state this because I know you're going to say it anyways, but ancestors are not just our blood relatives.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. Our ancestors, we of course have our blood relatives that are ancestors. That's a given. We know that. And then we have the historical ancestors. Mm-hmm. And these are ancestors throughout history that may have made some kind of impact that, you know, we really like, or they may have empowered people and we really want to embrace their wisdom. And then we have the ancestors of the land. And I often will encourage people to call upon the ancestors of the land if they're having challenges with their home or if there's some discomfort or even conflict within the family. Sometimes the ancestors of the land need to be called upon. They need to be encouraged to come forward. They need to be honored and respected and known that they need to know that they haven't been forgotten. And they can help to create peace on our land, create peace in our homes. I have a client who is ready to open her home to doing some spiritual work, and she'd like to do spiritual work on her property, and she wants to do a lot of outdoor work. So I said, you know, we really need to honor those ancestors that walked that land, invite them in, invite them to be a part of this experience, and listen to their wisdom. Honor them, create an altar outside somewhere to honor them. And that's exactly what she's been doing. So we have the ancestors of the land. And then for people who have been adopted or have lived in foster families, they now have those ancestors as well that they can call upon, that they can work with, that they can get support from. So those are all of the different ancestors that we can work with that can really help us and support us.
Awesome. Thank you. And so that was the question from Caroline. She had a stepfather. So even though she says, I chose this, his lineage is not attached, right?
He is in a way. Mm-hmm. So the energy of his experiences, they come and follow you as well. Mm-hmm. So if his ancestors had problems with addiction, even if he didn't, there's still the energy of addiction that is associated with his lineage, right? And so you actually embrace some of that energy as well. So it's not necessarily in your DNA. You can definitely do some healing work because that helps him, that helps anyone in his lineage, and then that helps all of the people who love him and care about him as well. Mm-hmm. So there is some aspects of his lineage that will play a part in your life. And it also, if we look at how long you've been associated with him as well, you know, has he taken on role of father to you? Did he come into your life as a child? Did he come into your life as an adult? You know, what was the relationship? Those are all pieces that play a part in how his ancestors interact with you.
Awesome. Thank you. Good question, Caroline. Thank you for that.
Yes, thank you, Caroline.
I'm not sure if you like that answer, but it was a good question. So let's talk about how the ancestors' stories, like their own lives, their own situations, their own events, might be affecting us. So, for example, I don't know any of my, you know, beyond my grandparents, I don't know anybody beyond that, right? So I have no idea. I have no idea if my ancestors were rich or poor. I'm assuming poor, you know, but nothing. I've blank slate, nothing, right?
Got it.
So, so how do I know if they are the ones that are, or their stories could be affecting me and my business, my happiness, my spirituality, you know, my relationships with family members, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So first of all, your ancestors may or may not have been wealthy, but they may have been wealthy in a way that's different than how we measure wealth now. Mm-hmm. So that's one. Mm-hmm. Two, we first can look at historically what has happened in your particular ethnic group And in the places in the world where your ancestors may have come from, originated from, may have lived, any of that information that you may know also gives us some insight into some of the experiences the ancestors may have had. If your ancestors, your ancestors may have been a part of the Holocaust. Your ancestors may have been involved in the slave trade, whether they were, actually enslaved or if they were the slave owners, masters, and whatnot. So your ancestors may have participated in war. They may have had, some kind of famine. There may have been, major conflicts, fights over land. Some of those historical events impacted our ancestors.
Right.
So we know that right off. And then you can take a look at what are some of the things that are happening in your lineage? Are there a number of people in your lineage who have had really bad relationships? Is there a history of abandonment in the relationship in your lineage? Is there a history of violence, being passed down from generation to generation, a history of abuse? There could be a history of addiction. When we see that there's some similar and common patterns that are showing up in a family, then we know there's some ancestral stories that actually took place and have helped to manifest these stories that we're currently living. And that's another way. The other way that you know is by working with someone who can channel the information from the ancestors. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what I do with my clients. When I meet with my clients, we look at the historical piece. We look at what's happening currently in their relationships, in their relationships and in their family lineage. And then we take a look at how to actually connect with these ancestors to find out what the problems are. So I'm able to go in and connect with the ancestors. They will come through. They will share their stories with me about what may have taken place. And then we do some work of actually releasing those stories for them. We do some forgiveness work. We do energy healing work. We do all types of clearing that help us to clear the story for the ancestor, which then begins to lighten the energy around that story for us as well, mm-hmm. who may be living those stories. So that's the beginning of really understanding how these stories are showing up, where they originated from, and what needs to be done in order to release that story so that we can now begin to work on our own lives. And that's where, you mentioned when you were talking about law of attraction and meditation. And that's when I say that sometimes those things aren't working, it's because we have these stories that need to be cleared out first. Mm-hmm. We have this historical stuff that may need to be cleared. We have these traumas and these wounds that the ancestors may have experienced that by clearing those, we can now put those other practices in place and they really have an even more empowering impact on us. Doesn't mean they aren't helping
right
now, but it means that now we can really enhance them and we can make the time we spend in spiritual practice even more beneficial to us.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. That makes sense. It makes total sense. And so what about the stories, of shame, addiction, and violence? So I know, for example, there is addiction in my family, right? Because, there just is. And so I'm thinking, and violence, there's also violence, patterns, in my family on one side. It's like, wow, so normal. It's like, I don't even think of it because it was so normal, right?
Right.
And so, when I saw this pattern starting to emerge in my family, with me, with my children, I stopped it. It's like, no, this is not continuing. Right. So that was the addiction, because I noticed it right away. It's like, holy smokes, and the violence. It's like, my son was told he cannot touch my daughter no matter what, because it was, hitting your sisters and whatever. It was a normal thing in India, right? So I know, I laugh.
Historical. I mean, and that's a part of the historical piece we were talking about.
Yeah, so it's normal, right? But I said no, so I stopped it before it you know, could go anywhere. I said, no, I'm not allowing that to go further, right? Mm-hmm. And so once we see that kind of stuff, we can stop it, and that breaks the pattern, right?
Yes.
It's a pattern interrupt. But at that time, you know, was I thinking, oh, it's because of, you know, it's I just thought it's in our family, you know, because like now I'm thinking the current family. I wasn't even going backwards at all, you know, just, and the current family is definitely there, right? But, you know, it could have very well been, you know, in the ancestor lineages as well, right? So,
oh, absolutely.
So now that I stopped it for, you know, for me and my kids, how does that help? How does that affect the ancestors and their stories now?
Oh, it has a beautiful impact on them, because by you saying, this is not what is going to happen, this is not what I'm going to allow, then what you've done is you've acknowledged that these are some of the things that have happened in my family. Violence has happened in my family. It's mm-hmm. been experienced. Some of the ancestors, even unconsciously, you know, you're thinking some of our relatives have been abused. And more than likely, if, you know, if living relatives have been abused, there's ancestors that were too.
Yeah.
Or had experienced some violence. Then you're basically saying, I'm not allowing this to happen. I'm not allowing this to continue. And from here on out, we're going to heal this. And so that is a way as well of signaling to the ancestors, I acknowledge your pain. Mm-hmm. I acknowledge what took place. And now we're going to change the story. Mm-hmm. We're going to change the story. So you actually help the ancestors release some of their wounds around stories of violence. And now that you've said it's going to stop with me, it's going to stop with my children, what you've also said is it is going to impact my entire lineage forwards and backwards.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It will have an impact forwards and backwards. So your grandchildren will have a much different experience than your great grandparents did,
right,
when it came to this violence. And that's how it works. That's powerful that you made that decision.
Yeah. It's like, no, this is not continuing.
Particularly when you're also going through, you know, kind of dealing with cultural norms, you know?
Yeah.
Where culturally, and you're saying, you know what, that may be part of the culture, but that's not a part of what I want to embrace about my culture.
Yeah. There's lots of other good things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we want to embrace those as well.
Yeah.
But some things, it's okay for them to stop.
Exactly. Some things it can stop. And so I wanted to also talk about, you know, releasing those old wounds that are blocking our success. So I know a lot of people on the call, are concerned with abundance or success or prosperity, right? So how can we release those wounds from the ancestors so that they don't continue to block us from, you know, that prosperity and abundance and success that we're all striving for in some way, right?
Right. Yeah, you would be amazed at the number of people that want to focus on that, but you probably wouldn't.
It's big.
Relationships, I get, you know, the two things I hear from people, how is this impacting my relationships?
Yeah.
How is this impacting my abundance?
Yeah.
More specifically, my money.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, it's even opportunities. So mm-hmm. when the ancestors have experienced these karmic stories, and the karmic stories that tend to impact prosperity are poverty, shame, and violence. Those are the three that all of the karmic stories, and there's nine of them, mm-hmm. play a part in every aspect of our lives. But there's usually a few that really stick out more. And those are the three that tend to play a bigger part in how we experience an abundance of opportunities or wealth or whatnot. And what happens is, if you have ancestors that experienced poverty, or if you had ancestors that may have had a lot of money and then lost it, mm-hmm. or ancestors that gained money in a very negative way, maybe they gained it through violence, maybe they gained it through betrayal, maybe they gained it through illegal activity of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
If they have experienced any of those, then that begins to show up in your life. Now, it doesn't always mean that a person will be will live in poverty as a result of these karmic stories, but it could mean that the opportunities don't seem to flow very easily. That money flows in and flows out very quickly, or money takes a while to flow in and then it's gone very rapidly. Or it could mean that people are living in poverty. Mm-hmm. So the idea is you want to understand the stories that the ancestors have experienced. We want to heal those stories so that now you can open yourself up to a flow of abundance. Right. In addition to that, so we don't just connect with the ancestors. We also have this, what yesterday I was talking to someone, we called it purposeful participation. That means that you have to now participate in some sort of spiritual practice that further allows you to personally release those stories from your life. So there are a number of spiritual practices that I give people, different things that we can do, fun things. You know, that's what I love about this work is that the ancestors will always share fun and exciting activities
that
we can do to release the stories. Yeah. And so the ancestors will share different ways of doing things. We've done, you know, offerings at the altar during our poverty clearing month. I got word from the ancestors to have people make a contribution to their altar every day in whatever dollar amount they could afford. Make it every day. And then at the end of the 30 days, now it was time to go and make some kind of offering with that money to an organization or people or person who may need the money. Mm-hmm. And the responses that I received from people as a result of that was really powerful, where they really felt that there had been some clearing, there had been an increase in opportunities that were coming to them, an increase in money that was flowing, more business that was coming in, people's careers shifted and changed. And it really was because we were making the offering to the altar. We were acknowledging that there were ancestors that had experienced poverty or had experienced some form of lack. We were also acknowledging that there were ancestors who were abundant, mm-hmm. right? And so we were inviting these ancestors to now bless this money and then pay it forward to someone else who may be in need of it.
Right.
And so those are some of the activities that we do to begin to shift the way the stories are impacting our lives. And that's one for poverty. Mm-hmm. Like I said, poverty, shame, and violence are the top three karmic stories that impact our ability to have an abundance in our lives, but that also can be impacted by addiction. You know, that can be impacted by betrayal and abandonment as well. And oftentimes, you know, when a person has experienced some form of shame in their lives, they've experienced betrayal. So now the shame, the source of the shame is actually betrayal. And the betrayal may have come from an ancestor being betrayed or their money being stolen or the ancestor actually doing that to someone else. Those stories need to be cleared.
Yeah, I just found out from my aunt that on my dad's side of the family, some of my ancestors had stolen money from kings or whatever and brought it back, and yeah, they'd stolen lots of money. It's like, oh, okay, good to know.
And now those ancestors need to be forgiven mm-hmm. for the mistakes that they made. They need to ask for that forgiveness. We need to help them and support them with that forgiveness. And then those ancestors, once they've released that story and the shame and the guilt that's associated, because of course, you know, now they're in the spirit world, they're able to see, oh my goodness, look at the impact mm-hmm. of my actions. Look what I've done.
Yeah.
And so their job now is to support you with not having that same experience and to support you and keep you from having from experiencing the impact of the choices that they made. So now once we've healed them, once we've worked with them, once we've done this forgiveness work and the energy work, we can now embrace them and invite them to come and support you. those same ancestors to support you. And now, because they become what I call elevated ancestors or master ancestors, mm-hmm. Enlightened ancestors, who now have released these stories and are no longer grounded in the stories, but are now ready to support you on a much higher level, mm-hmm. which is what their goal is.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And so Angela's asking, can we clear these stories on our on our own? Usually yes. not, but you can. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can, if you can do a general clearing, mm-hmm. and you can look at, like I said, historical events. You can look at what your ancestors or your elders in your family, the stories that they've passed down to you. And that's one of the other things that I encourage people to do. Talk to the elders in your family. Find out what the stories are. Mm-hmm. My mom and my aunt wrote a family history book that covered 10 years of research with some amazing stories, but those stories have helped me to understand how those stories are impacting me now.
Right.
Yeah. Clearing. So you can absolutely do a sort of a general clearing based on the information that you know. There's forgiveness meditations that you can use. There are ways that you can do offerings to your altar. You can invite the ancestors into your space. So there are things that you can do on your own to release these stories. Now, if the story is really embedded deeply in your DNA, if it's a story that was very traumatic and it occurred over many generations, sometimes you need help and support with that. And that's where I come in. I support you. I help you. We clear that story and we're able to do some more in-depth work. It also allows me to find out where the story originated. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that is really big, because if we can identify where the story originated and we begin with that ancestor and we begin doing the healing work with that ancestor, it begins to lighten the energy of that karmic story throughout the entire lineage, forwards and backwards, current living relatives, as well as those more recently deceased. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I'll make this point. That's one of the reasons why I usually don't start with the most immediately deceased relatives. So if people's parents have passed on or grandparents, we usually don't start our work there. We start going back many generations and working our way forward. Because there's too many emotions associated sometimes if people start with working with their relatives that have recently deceased, relatives that they've known in this physical life.
Right.
So yes, you can absolutely, the long answer to your question is that the short answer is yes, you can absolutely do some of this on your own.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. And so she's saying there's too few relatives with no one ready to give us background. It's almost taboo to ask. She said, but I have dreamt about deceased relatives once in a while. Good. They want to come forward.
Yes. They may want to share their story with you. So one of the things that you can do is they find it the easiest to come and visit you when you're dreaming. Mm-hmm. You can invite them to come and join you at night and ask them to help you to remember the information that they wanted to share with you while you were sleeping. So that's a possibility as well. That's one way of connecting with them and bringing them forward. Creating an altar and inviting them, those ancestors that you feel want to come through, create an altar and invite them to come through as well.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and that's the thing. It's like, once you start having a conversation with them, inviting them into your space, thinking about them, acknowledging their existence even, right? Mm-hmm. That will help for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, so there was a question here from Gina a while ago, and she's saying, how do I remove the blockage on my clairvoyance, which is 1/3 open? It says, oh, I don't have full permission to fully use as my own intuition.
Mm. So you have an ancestor So you have an ancestor who had tremendous healing abilities, who was very, very intuitive, very spiritual, had lots of insight, and was never able to use it, was blocked It wasn't the norm. It wasn't something that was allowed. She was hidden. As a small child, she would try to go ahead and use her gifts. And her parents were afraid for her life. So her parents stopped her and would not allow her to use her gifts. And she is one, because of that, that has something to do a little bit with the blocks that you're experiencing. But also what she's saying to me is, invite me in, welcome me, let me know that you need my help, and I will be there to support and guide and help you. So you want to invite her in. You can do a, you know, a kind of a short meditation and ask her to forgive the people that made her feel shame, made her feel like she was unworthy and unloved, and also those who may have abandoned her because of these gifts and may have betrayed her, because there was some betrayal that was in there where people were jealous of her gifts, and so they were letting people know that she had these gifts, the people who really mistreated her. And she needs to know that it's safe, that it's okay now to use those gifts and to support you with using yours. And I think you'll start to see a shift that will take place in your abilities as well.
Awesome, thank you. And so, Shreya, you had asked, well, can you help us get messages from ancestors tonight? Obviously, yes. So ask a specific question and we will see. just one second here. There was Renetta, this is not a specific question, but I'm going to, I know her really well. So she's saying, I'm the third generation that leaves lands, money, and properties, grandmother, father, and myself. Is there a pattern here? Or what is this pattern is what I'm going to go with the question for her.
So I missed that part. You said leaves land?
Yeah, leaves countries, different, you know, moves to different countries, right? So leaves land, money, and properties.
Ah, okay, okay. So in your lineage, you had some ancestors that were, the word they're using is nomads. They roamed the land. And we're looking at 13 generations, 13, 14 generations back. And there was something about that movement that was very therapeutic for them. And they loved the movement. They loved moving from land to land, from place to place. And then it came a point where it became a little too dangerous for them to do that. So they stopped and they settled. But many of them were very uncomfortable with the settling and needed, they really needed the movement. So there was a split that took place. So there were those who stayed on the land and there were those who left and continued roaming the land. Well, it created, some abandonment issues. And oftentimes when people have abandonment issues in their lineage, they have situations where people tend to leave. They don't stay in relationships for very long. They don't like to stay in one area for very long. They move from place to place. And so that doesn't necessarily mean that everybody experiences it that way, but that is exactly what happens. So with your ancestors, this abandonment created this energy of abandonment throughout your lineage. And it also, there was grief that was associated. So some of the ancestors are still grieving this loss. Now, it doesn't mean that moving from place to place is a bad thing. It just means you have to understand why you're doing it. You know, that's the important thing. Why are you doing it? What's causing you to do it? What is the motivation behind it? So for you with your ancestors, one of the beautiful things would be to acknowledge those ancestors who were left behind, who decided to just stay still, and ask them if they will come forward and join you and be a part of your life and really give you guidance and wisdom, because those ancestors were also ancestors that moved around prior to, you know, them making a decision to settle down in one area. So those ancestors can help you make really good decisions about relocating if you want to, but those ancestors can also help you feel comfortable where you are and make you and help you want to embrace the space that you're in. These are very, both of these ancestors are very powerful and can really, you know, I see them being able to do a tremendous amount of healing work with you. They're actually encouraging me to tell you to do some fire ceremonies over decisions that you're making about moving from one place to another, not just, you know, physically locating forever or relocating your space forever, but just how you move throughout the world, you know, and move throughout your life. Some fire ceremonies would be really powerful, and we can definitely talk about that more.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, so we're gonna go to the phone line. So Maria had a question. Maria, do you wanna unmute yourself? Or I can unmute you, maybe. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you can hear me.
Maria. Yeah, we can hear you.
Hi, Monique.
Hi.
I've been listening to you. This is very interesting. I'm just with you again. I'm asking again. I keep doing the work, and I feel like finally at the level where I'm at the core of it. And I just wanted to know what's keeping my masculine and feminine side at a soul level. What ancestor, or is it me that needs my help? I cleared our last adventure, I think, to the core. I feel so much better. Mm. But I'm still not able to merge those two energies, and I'm at a loss. I don't know what else to bring forth to get it to merge.
So when you say merging those two energies, which energy are you feeling most connected to?
I feel right now that I'm more in my, just by the way I feel when I'm aligned, I feel in my feminine side. So my masculine, because I had all this pain on my right side, but that's all gone. I feel that that's where I need more assistance and more clarity. I'm at a loss.
Okay. It was interesting because as you were talking and you were expressing, I felt a heat sensation come over me and this flowing. And there were these grandmothers who were just flowing and moving and moving back and forth and just kind of flowing and moving their hips. And these grandmothers were on fire. I mean, they were hot. And they're saying to me for you to, they're saying to dance more. Do you dance?
I had to mute her because there was too much noise. Okay. One second. Go ahead, Maria, because if you keep moving around, there's too much static and stuff.
Please. Okay, is that better?
Yeah.
Because yes. I was moving. I was playing like that. That's what I do, but I can't seem to bring it to the next level. Or I love to dance, but for the past 6 months or even years, I haven't been able to dance. So that's very interesting. But I do sway. I sway a lot, and I plan on going, but I never get out of the house. That's the other aspect. I can't seem to get out of the domestic house, physical home.
Okay, that is okay. So they're not talking about you need to go out anywhere. They're talking about you can dance in your seat, you can dance in your house, you can dance when you're in your car, moving around. They want you to just move your body. And in moving your body, you're actually balancing the masculine and feminine energy. And so they want you to sway, they want you to move, they want you to you know, put on music that really inspires you and excites you. I'm hearing drumming of some sort. So if there's drumming that you particularly like, you may want to put something like that on. But they definitely have you moving. And these grandmothers, I mean, they have me actually really warm. They're hot. These are your hot grandmothers, right? And they're saying, they're wanting to remind you that you're still hot too. And that you're beautiful. And that you definitely are being hard on yourself. Being very hard on yourself. And they really want you to focus on lightening up a little bit. And these grandmothers that I'm referring to are grandmothers who did experience a lot of violence towards them as a result of men. They were oftentimes abused. They were ignored. They weren't celebrated. They weren't honored in many ways. And they've been through this transformation, and now they just sway. And that's what they're sending to you, to just allow your body to move and do this every day. Do it as many times a day as you can. If you're in a swimming pool, sway in the pool. They're just saying anywhere you are, that's the beginning. Begin doing that.
It's not on a live call.
I want to go towards water, and would that help me, like, see my own intuition? And I keep saying that my sight is blocked, but I have no idea. I mean, I think, for me, I see very clearly, I feel. But could that be why, or is there a reason or a message for them? Because I keep saying that I'm not seeing everything that I need for my own self, for my own guidance.
Yeah, so you may want to get a personal session with Monique or work with her package as well, you know, to go deeper into what else there could be blocking you or what else the ancestors can help you with. Monique?
Yes, that would be good because, you know, of course, we don't have enough time here. What I gave you is just sort of a first step to get moving, but I would love to work with you and really work on a deeper level with clearing this. And I think having a session would make a big difference because then I can actually do better at going more in trance and connecting on a much deeper level with your ancestors and understanding exactly where this imbalance is taking place mm-hmm. in your life.
Yeah, awesome. So thank you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you. And, you know, and that's the thing. It's like sometimes, you know, it can be something as simple as you need to move around. I know for myself, I'm sure that's one of my answers. It's like, you need to move. You need to get off your butt, get off that couch and do stuff, you know?
Yes.
I mean, I know it is. So Amy H has had her hand raised for a while. Amy, go ahead.
Yes, I'm curious. I feel like I'm stagnant or I'm stuck, and I don't know if it's ancestral. I've been trying to work on this, or I have been working on this for a while.
What is it that you're stuck with?
Just a lack of motivation to do, or feeling overwhelmed with so many things that I need to do that I almost feel defeat before I can even get myself a good start, and it just at every, just taking care of everything I need to at home and paperwork. And
mm-hmm. All right, let's see what Monique is getting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so as you were talking, what I got from the ancestors is that you, being in that energy of not moving forward, of the word they're using is chaos, in a sense. There's a couple of things that they're saying. One is, it seems counterintuitive, but you need a break. is what they're saying. You know, you would think, oh no, I need to come up with a system and I need to get these things done. And what they're saying is you need a break. You need time away, going into nature and really refocusing on what's important to me. What's really important to me, because many of the things that you're feeling like you need to accomplish, some of them are things that actually don't need to be accomplished. And some of them are things that absolutely you know, you have no choice. You have to take care of them. But they're saying that you need a nature day and a day for you to, they're showing me trees. So it's more, not so much being in an area where there is water or anything, but more kind of being in an area where there's lots of trees. You going into the trees, relaxing, being in that moment, and then really focusing on what's important to you. Now, I know that may not be as easy as it sounds because there's all kinds of things going on in your mind about what needs to take place. So prior to you going into this real practice, take a moment to sit down and write everything that's on your mind, everything that you have going on, write it all down, and then go ahead and do this practice. Now, we would need to take a deeper look at which of the karmic stories are showing up in your life, and that's something that you and I could talk about if you want to do a session with me. We would look at all of the 9 karmic stories and identify which of those 9 karmic stories are showing up. I would be able to then identify exactly where your blocks seem to be coming up around these karmic stories and what's keeping you from being able to just take that next step and clear these things out.
Okay. Well, I greatly appreciate the information.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Thank you, Amy. Awesome, thank you. So, Sarala, hold on, let me see if I can unmute you 1 second. Hello?
Hello,
yes. Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Alara. Hi, Monique.
Hi, you had a question?
Yes, in my family, when I was growing up, my both parents are in brighter space. Actually, they haven't taken a reincarnation on Earth yet. They are waiting for me to go there. When I was living with them, both there was domestic violence between them, and also we were middle class, but still financial hardship because we were many brother and sister and cousin going together. So can Monique see it? Can they talk to me, get to my parents to talk to why these two issue? And they are together there actually in other side.
What is domestic
violence and wealth, both issues.
Oh, domestic violence and wealth. Okay.
So I have relationship issue for more than 40 years. I am living alone and single parent, raised 2 grown-up children now. And also I have same issue of wealth also on age pension. Mm-hmm. So both issue I'm carrying.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you, Monique. Thank you.
Oh, Lana. You're welcome. Thank you for asking your question. So as I was mentioning before, we tend to not go back to the immediate ancestors, the ones that you knew in physical form. So I'm just asking. So throughout your lineage, there's historical violence that took place. And this historical violence that took place was targeted towards women. Many women were abused, misused, treated unfairly. And then in your lineage, about 7 generations ago on your father's side, on his mother's side, so tracing that all the way back, 7 generations, there were women who were heavily abused, experienced a lot of violence, experienced shame, and they were abused by a father in the family. So they were sisters. And there was a father who was very abusive, and the girls never felt protected. And so what happened is they ended up marrying men who were abusive as well. So this has carried on for many generations in your lineage. Historically, it took place. It sort of wasn't as prominent for many generations. And then at about the seventh generation, it reintroduced itself into the lineage. It has just continued from ancestor to ancestor to ancestor. So with these ancestors, betrayal was really big. Violence was really big. Betrayal, and in some cases, abandonment, because some of the girls in this family were physically abused as well, sexually abused as well, and they were made out to be the ones that caused it, right?
Yeah.
Now, the beauty of these women, as I'm seeing them now, is they are feeling very healed. Most of them outlived the men that mistreated them, which allowed them to go through their healing.
Yeah.
And to do their healing. Mm-hmm. And now what they're asking is they need an invitation from the living ancestors to come in and allow them to utilize the healing that they experienced, to allow them to now utilize their wisdom around this to support the current living members of the family. So you can actually ask them to come through. And they said that they're really good at helping with relationships.
Oh, nice.
And so these women are, I mean, you could call them your aunties.
All right.
They're like they have auntie energy, as a little bit different than grandmother energy. They have auntie energy, and they want to come and they want to support you and help you with your healing. They're also letting me know that they will actually do some helping and work with your parents who had, you know, experienced violence as well. So they're actually doing some work with them to help them with their healing and for you not to worry about them.
All right.
Yes, for you not to worry about them and to now focus on yourself.
All right, thank you.
To invite them in. And one of the ways that they feel welcomed is there's some food or dish or something that you prepare that everybody seems to really like. So I don't know what that is, but whatever that you cook that everybody seems to love.
Do they like sweet or salty things? Then I can figure out what.
they like both, but for some reason I'm sensing that it's a sweet thing.
Mm, all right.
It's something sweet. And now what you want to do is make an offering to your altar. We all can right. actually do some work at
yeah.
really bringing them in on a much deeper level into your life as well. But that's all the right. first step that you can take to invite them in.
All right. Thank you, Monique.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Elara. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. All right. Awesome. All right. So there was a question from Shreya, or Shreya has her hand up. Shreya, go ahead. Let me try to unmute you. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, go ahead. You have a question Hi. For Monique?
Yes. So my family has a history where, like, usually it's like one sibling giving or doing a lot for other siblings and cousins in the family, while the one who's receiving doesn't seem to value that. And it seems to run very deep in the family. I've seen it active in at least two generations, and I'm third one. So I would like you to ask my ancestors or my grandmother what can be done about the current situation.
So are you the one that's receiving, or are you the one that's doing everything?
I think I'm the one observing at the moment.
Just observing?
Yeah.
Okay. So how is this affecting you right now?
I think it's affecting me because I see my parents getting affected by it, and I do have a cousin where I can see that I will or I am becoming the target of receiving like negativity.
Yeah. Okay.
And jealousy.
Okay. 1 second. I like asking specific questions. That's why I was like, I wanted to, you know, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, no, that was good. That was good to really, because it helps me to be able to connect with, there's a large amount of betrayal that has taken place in your lineage. And that betrayal goes back 14 generations and 9 generations. 14 generations on your father's side, 9 generations on your mother's side is where a lot of the betrayal energy began. And this betrayal was more than just a friend or a person lying or something. It was really someone wanting to see another person's life destroyed. And so they went about doing things that were unkind. And they became basically users. They were using these family members. And that is sort of the beginning of where in your lineage, people started using each other. And they were very crafty. They were very skilled at doing this. They would make people think that they really cared and loved them and supported them. But truthfully, what they were doing was taking, and betraying. And so this has been passed down to many generations in your family lineage. What I'm sensing is that this is not your story. These are the stories of other people in your lineage. And what I'm getting from your ancestors is they really want you to focus on the stories that are impacting you specifically and clearing those stories. And by clearing those stories, you're able to help your family deal with the story of betrayal. But betrayal is definitely one of the karmic stories that is in your family that needs to be cleared to change and shift some of the energy and some of the challenges that you're dealing with or that you're seeing. Not that you're dealing with, because you're not dealing with them necessarily, but that you're seeing and how they impact your parents.
Okay. So what do I do about it?
So at this point, because it's not necessarily your story, the best thing for you at this point is to focus on clearing your own karmic stories. So really going in and determining which of the 9 karmic stories are showing up in your life. What are you experiencing? If you are experiencing a great deal of betrayal in your life, then yes, you definitely want to do some clearing around betrayal. But in order for me to really have a better understanding of what's happening for you and how this is impacting you, we would definitely have to go into a session. Let me connect on a deeper level with these ancestors that experience betrayal and do some deep healing work with those ancestors, because their wounds are pretty.
Yeah, I agree. It resonated very deep. And I think there is a lot of betrayal and jealousy. It did resonate a lot. So thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Awesome. Thank you, Shreya. Yeah. And the question's helpful to other people too. So, you know, a lot of people are experiencing that or, you know, seeing it in their life as well and in their relationships and so on. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. So Sarla was asking earlier too, is like, can we do a group ancestral clearing of some sort process today? Yeah, there it is. Could you please do some group ancestral clearing today? Maybe, maybe not. We'll do something.
Yeah.
We'll do something after we talk about the special offer.
Yeah, let me see what I can come up with. Because here's the thing. We've just kind of touched the surface with everyone. Yeah. The really powerful thing is when we are talking about someone else's karmic stories, those things that I'm sharing are things that you can apply to your life as well, mm-hmm. and can help you with your karmic stories as well. So we're kind of doing already a group healing just by talking about these stories.
Awesome.
But we'll see what we can come up with.
All right. Thank you. So I just want to take a few minutes to talk about the special offer. So we're just going to, I'm going to share it on the screen here, but if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer. If you're watching afterwards, you can, there's a link, just click on that. Hold on, let me find it now. It's like my mind went blank. Share. Here we go. Why? Hmm. 1 second.
Not a problem.
That didn't work the way I wanted to work, but it's like, we'll see. Where is it? Oh, we'll just do it like this. Hold on. Just open it up here. Waiting. Okay. So this is the ancestral story clearing program, I guess we'll call it.
Yes.
And it's based on those 9 karmic stories that we talked about already. So yes. Go ahead, Monique. I let you.
Okay, great. So we're focusing on the 9 karmic stories. Mm-hmm. And every month in the Ancestor Wisdom School, which I'm inviting you to participate in, every month in the Ancestor Wisdom School, we select one of the karmic stories to focus on for the entire month. So for package A, which is showing there, we're looking at clearing 1 karmic story. You get to participate in the Ancestor Wisdom School for 1 month. And what that means is that we will have 2 group sessions during the month where you will be able to connect with me, ask questions, get information and feedback from your ancestors. So today we did just sort of a light sampling of it, but when we're actually in the story clearing sessions, you really get more in-depth information. Mm-hmm. We actually do clearings in the moment. And as I said before, whatever we clear for one person helps other people as well. So you get the benefit of hearing about the stories that other people are dealing with so that we can do the clearing. So those are our clearing circles. They happen twice a month. I will make sure that everybody's question gets answered. And so you'll be able to do some healing in the moment. Included in that package, you get the Honoring Your Ancestors ebook, which teaches you how to create your altar, which we've talked a little bit about, how to make offerings to the ancestors to invite them into your life, which is a little bit of what we've discussed as well. You'll get the forgiveness and healing prayer with a guided meditation. Someone asked about, you know, can we do some of these things for ourselves? Mm-hmm. That is one way to do it. That audio meditation helps you get started with clearing your stories. And then we have the Facebook group, which is a private group of people who are part of the Ancestor Wisdom School, where you can come in, you can ask questions, you can get feedback, information. I may even pop in from time to time and do a Facebook Live, so you'll be able to join that as well. And so that's Package A, and if you join Package A today,
I think we're going to have to change that August 1st date, right?
Pardon?
I think we're going to have to change that August 1st date to something else, maybe.
Yeah. We can change. Let's say, how long do you want to give people to take advantage of the big bonus?
Oh, I was going to say at least by the weekend, right?
Okay, let's do it. Let's see, yeah. What is that date? How about by Sunday, August 4th?
Perfect, yeah.
Okay, great. So by Sunday, August 4th, if you decide that you want to join, then you'll also get the Clearing the Karmic Story of Shame. There were 2 recordings that we did around clearing this karmic story of shame, and you'll be able to listen to those sessions and work on clearing some issues around shame for yourself. And then for your month that we're doing, we're going to be starting with
violence.
Violence, yes, yeah. Violence. August 1st begins our violence month. Yeah. So you'll be able to work with violence and clearing violence from your lineage.
Awesome.
So that is package A. It's $147.
Yep. And then there's package B.
Yes, package B. Okay, so package B is everything that we talked about in package A, but you also get two private sessions with me. So these are two 45-minute sessions where you and I work one-on-one. We do some in-depth clearing and healing of karmic stories. We may be able to clear one. We may be able to clear two or three, but we will definitely know what they are. This is where your ancestors will give you information about spiritual practices that you can do, different things that you can do to begin to really release these stories and really embrace their wisdom and their guidance. So I teach you how to connect with them more, how to bring them into every aspect and area of your life. So those are the two private sessions that you get with me. Mm-hmm. And then, so those sessions are scheduled 2 to 4 weeks apart. All of the sessions are recorded, so you'll be able to listen back to the sessions, which I have found helpful. And I hear people tell me all the time, I listened to my session from a year ago and I found it to be even more helpful this time.
Nice. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, and you also get a 3-month membership in the Ancestor Wisdom School. So you get 6 group ancestral story clearing sessions, the story clearing circles that we talked about. You get violence, addiction, and illness. Those are the next 3 that we'll be working on. And so you'll have an opportunity to participate in those. Mm-hmm. You also get the Honoring Your Ancestor ebook. You get the forgiveness meditation. You get the private Facebook group. And then you have the bonus. And then this bonus, you get the Poverty Story Clearing audio meditation. Mm-hmm. Plus 2 previous recordings of the Poverty Story Clearing sessions that we did, the circles that we did. So right. You get sort of the poverty clearing package as well.
Oh, awesome. And so again, that is by Sunday.
Yes, by Sunday. Yes, if you join by Sunday, boom, you get to take advantage of the bonus. Mm-hmm. And receive the bonus. Awesome. And for anyone who's currently in the Ancestor Wisdom School, so let's say there's somebody listening now and they're already in the Ancestor Wisdom School. Yeah. They already have the 3 months. Your package will just be extended for another 3 months. So whenever your previous enrollment ends, you'll be able to extend it for 3 months.
Perfect. Awesome. Yeah. I love it. Yeah, thank you. And those are really important and key areas. You know, the violence, definitely we talked about that today, right? Addiction, we talked about that today. We didn't talk about illness, but you know, I another big one for sure that people are experiencing. Shame is a big one for sure, and the poverty story is a big one as well. So it's like, yeah, those are really powerhouse you know, things that happen in our lives, right? So poverty, the shame is huge, as well as the violence and addiction. So
maybe it's interesting. Yeah, and it's interesting that you say that, because poverty, shame, and violence, as I mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. really apply to people who are experiencing a lack of abundance. Mm-hmm. So you'll get all of those, and then you'll get the next series, which is the addiction and illness, which really starts to focus on your wellness, your happiness, your purpose. Those are the things that we're working on. So the good thing is, coming in now, you get a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Great. Thank you. And so, yes, please do take advantage of the 48-hour bonuses. Well, more than 48 hours now until Sunday.
August 4th.
Yeah, those are going to be really, really, really transformational for sure. So thank you for that. Thank you for offering that.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. So do you want to take more questions, or do you want to do a process? Totally up to you.
Do we have a lot of questions that are coming in that we need to answer?
Yeah, they're in the chat. So yeah, not people with their hands raised per se, but we have questions.
Okay, so why don't we do this? Take a couple of questions, and then we'll end with sort of a meditation to do mm-hmm. light clearing.
Okay, awesome. So let me see if I can find one. So Jayshree says, I sense that my feminine lineage of maternal ancestors are blocking me from progressing because it far surpasses achievements in both my maternal and paternal lineages.
Okay. So just so you know, your ancestors will never consciously block you from a negative perspective. Sometimes they're blocking you because they feel like they're protecting you. Sometimes their energy is just a block and their traumas are residing inside of you and living inside of you. In your lineage, there were a number of women who were very, very, very wise, intelligent women, but in the time in which they lived, that wasn't valued or respected. And so they were not able to use that intelligence in a way that they felt they could. So these were women who felt that they could, you know, lead companies, lead organizations. These were women who felt that they could be judges, be engineers. These were women who knew they had the smarts. And there's like three of them. And these three women ended up channeling that wisdom into the men that they were married to, making those men very successful. The good news is those men were not abusive. They were very appreciative. They were very much valued the women. But those women were never given the credit. They were never really acknowledged. The men were acknowledged. The men were acknowledged. And so you have these three women that now want to work with you to really embrace your gifts, your wisdom, your knowledge, your abilities, and they want you to bring this forward. They want to help you. They want to help you really, really express your soul's purpose in the world. So they're saying that they really want you to stop and really think about what am I being called to do, and to do some real deep soul searching on what you're being called to do, and then really starting to step forward with it. And that's some of the work that we could do too, if you wanted to do some work with that. But that's what they're saying for you.
Awesome, thank you. So there was a question from Elena, and I'm not sure if Monique, you can answer this or not, but it's not really a question. She just would love to know more about her paternal grandparents who were in Goa, India. She said, my grandfather was a doctor who died at age 56 from TB. All I know is about my grandmother is that she stayed in her room a lot sewing and rarely emerged. I'm not sure if that can really, you know.
Yeah, not quite enough.
And is there some issue that you're experiencing, Elena? Of those nine karmic patterns, is there something that's, you know, affecting your life right now? Is my question, right? So let us know in the chat. Go ahead and let us know in the chat, okay? If you do have a question, if you're on the phone, I don't know how you raise your hand. I'll be honest, okay? I don't know. So, because I think you're on the phone and I don't know how to raise your hand on the phone. And if you're not, then I can unmute you if you want. Yeah, so I can unmute you. Do you have a specific question? Delight, because if it's try star six. I just see. I don't know that kind of stuff. All right, go ahead, Delight. I've unmuted you.
Hi, Alara. Thank you so much for bringing me. Mm-hmm. Monique, you can tell me feedback about myself or any blockages.
Well, we all have lots of blocks, so something specific. What issue are you experiencing that is, you know, bothering you?
Okay. I went through a lot during the past more than 10 years. And
what's that noise? Oh.
Now the thing is, I'm living with the family because I couldn't work. I worked on myself. Now the thing is, I'm living with my family and my brother who has schizophrenia. And he sends bad negative energy, or he turns my parents and my younger brother against me, which I want that to be stopped. However, it can help me so I can pursue the case we are going through, and hopefully we win successfully with good money, so I can stand up on my own feet.
Okay, let's see what Monique gets with regards to ancestors, you know.
Yeah, so some of it I couldn't hear, but what I am hearing is there is a tremendous amount of betrayal that's happening.
Yes.
In your lineage. So traveling back on your mother's side, father's side, fourth generation back, betrayal became very, very big in your family. And the betrayal came from a man who was involved with a woman, and the woman betrayed him and basically cleaned him out financially. And so what that did is it created anger, shame, some feelings of abandonment that took place, and abuse that happened. And that ancestor became a very angry man who abused other people, who used shame as a way to control people, and just really had a rough time after that experience because he became very embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Shame, basically, mm-hmm. For the things that had taken place, because evidently he was really excited about this woman and let everybody know about it. And so it didn't turn out the way he wanted it to turn out. So what's happening now is that he's passed this energy down from generation to generation to generation. And now many of the men in the lineage are sort of feeding off of this energy. The good news is that this can be cleared, that this can be shifted, that a transformation can take place around this. It will take a little bit of work, but it definitely can be done. And we definitely can work with that ancestor who experienced the betrayal and help him to heal. And he in turn can then be called in to help work with the other men in your family who are feeling the energy of betrayal and shame from mistreating other people. So that's really where your story began.
Now, when you say four generation, this is like my grandfather's father?
It would be on, yeah, it would go back four generations from you. So it would be your parents, your grandparents, your great grandparents, your great great grandparents.
Okay. What about my brother who's schizophrenic?
Sorry, what was the question? What about my brother who what?
Who is schizophrenic?
Schizophrenic. Well, the question is about you, not about anybody else, right? So the issue is with you and what's going on with you.
Yeah, but that's who he bothers a lot, does these things.
So the brother that is schizophrenic, you're saying, is the one that is doing these things to you?
Turning my parents against me.
Turning your parents against you. Okay. Yeah, that is this betrayal that is showing up. That betrayal won't necessarily, I mean, that work that we do to clear the betrayal, I'm not going to, you know, guarantee that it changes someone who has been, you know, properly diagnosed with having a behavioral issue. But I can tell you that it changes and shifts things for you and how people treat you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, so we're going to just take two more quick questions. One is from Elena, and so she says, thanks for that. All right, I've been dealing with a health issue for a year now in the area of the second chakra, sexual, and I'm wondering how this might tie into my ancestral lineage. I don't know if this relates to the question I posed about my grandparents or not, but maybe it's tied in.
Interestingly enough, one would assume that because you're experiencing this, that there was sexual abuse, but in your lineage, there was lots of sexual freedom, where people felt more freedom around sex and intimacy to a point where they were judged, ridiculed, talked about, mistreated as a result of it. And so it, instead of them feeling open and free like they did to feel, you know, to experience this intimacy, they began to shut down. And so it impacted them on a sexual level. So in order for us to do some clearing around that, we would have to focus on going back to where this all really originated, begin to do some healing and bring that healing forward all the way into the present to release whatever may be, whatever energy may be blocking you as well in the sex, in the area of the sex chakra.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yay. So, all right, Angela, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. Hello.
Thank you, Lara.
There you
Hello,
are.
You can hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Monique and Lara. My question revolves around my father. Mm-hmm. His mom was killed gruesomely by a relative. And I know you've alluded before to a 14th generation betrayal. My question is the impact on the entire family caused by the death of his mom led to a total distancing of the entire family. And when this happens, it's very hard to try and clear ancestral.
How is it affecting you, Angela, specifically?
Specifically, it has created more of a rift with the family, and I don't see my father changing for anybody. And with every day that passes, I'm seeing we have more and more rift. The rift is growing bigger.
The rift. Okay, so there's a rift in the relationships with the family members, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm hearing there's some karmic stories of violence, obviously. Karmic stories of abandonment. There's a tremendous amount of grief that is taking place in your lineage. And there's some illness that's showing up in there as well. So around the abandonment, what happened to your, I guess it would be your grandmother, was not the only time that happened within your lineage. It also happened in your lineage 11 generations back, where there was someone in your lineage that was killed violently. And because she was a young mother, the children were divided and split between family members. And some were even, I guess, put into an orphanage, if you will, or I'm not even sure it was called that then, but it has the energy of that. And so there was some splitting that took place in. So in your lineage, abandonment, associated with violence, and grief associated with the abandonment and violence are actually very big karmic stories. And those karmic stories are impacting you and how you function in your life right now, and really probably impacting how you connect with other people as well, and how you connect in an intimate relationship. So those would be the karmic stories that we would focus on. And those are the karmic stories that I would absolutely say, once you clear even one of those, let's say you begin to work on the violence, you will notice a shifting in the karmic story of abandonment. You'll notice some transformations that will come over and make some shifts for you as well. So those would be really important to look at.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I've seen it worse, and I've seen it get to suicidal points of suicidal or attempt. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's also violence, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Self-abuse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Angela. All right. So, okay. How are we doing? So my husband just made me dinner. So that's a, where can we see this? So that's a sign of, okay.
Ooh, yummy.
It smells good too. It's like, okay, I guess he was hungry and that was a sign for him that you need to eat. It's like, okay.
Okay. Well, that is a sign that we probably should do a little bit of closing then.
Yeah. And the dog is now begging. It's like, no, Neo.
The dog wants dinner. Okay. I love it. Okay. So somebody says, smells good. That's cute.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're in a position where you can actually close your eyes, please feel free to do so. If you're not and it is not safe, please do not close your eyes. And you can do this a little bit later. So I just always have to add the disclaimer so that people are not driving down the street with your eyes closed. Okay, so just close your eyes if you can. And take a deep breath in and release. And I'm just going to take you on a quick journey to connect with an ancestor. And you'll be able to connect with that ancestor and then ask that ancestor any question that you may have. When you ask the question, you may receive an answer right in the moment, but you may not. So don't expect a big booming voice that will give you an answer. Just know that your ancestors hear you and that somewhere throughout your day or the next few days, you will receive some message, sign, something that will come through. So it may come now, it may come a little bit later. Okay. So just take a moment and allow yourself to travel to a place that you feel is a really comfortable, peaceful spot for you. It could be by the ocean. It could be somewhere out in nature. It could be in your own home. It could be somewhere you went on vacation. Just allow yourself to just float into this place. And when you do, just allow yourself to take a seat and just be in this space, feeling relaxed like you did when you were there before. Feeling at peace. And as you're in this space, what you will notice is that there's a beautiful golden path that's right next to you where you're seated. And that golden path begins to light up. And as that golden path is lighting up, imagine a beautiful golden flame extending above your head. And this flame is reaching up into the spirit world, inviting the ancestors, angels, and spirit guides to come down and be with you in this moment. And feel the energy of these ancestors surrounding you and surrounding your heart. And now it's time to take a moment to travel on this golden path. So you take the first step on the path and you feel the beauty of the path, the energy of the path. You feel surrounded with comfort and peace. And now allow yourself to just peacefully walk along this path and allow yourself to take in the beauty of everything that is around you as you're walking this path. And notice as you walk the path, you find a clearing. It's a space where there's lots of trees, grass, It's beautiful, it's peaceful, and it's the perfect place for you to connect with your ancestors. And as you take your seat in this circle of trees, you sit there and just take in the beauty. And as you are just breathing normally, your ancestors begin to emerge from the trees. Your ancestors come forward and they thank you for allowing them to be a part of your life. They thank you for welcoming them. They thank you for the gift that you are to the world. And now they've come to join you and you're all seated in a circle. And you have a question for your ancestors. One question, one thing you may want cleared or shifted or changed, one perspective on one issue. Maybe it's guidance on one thing that you need guidance with. Take a moment now to ask the ancestors your question. And notice that the ancestors are open to listening. And there's one ancestor that comes forward. And this ancestor presents you with a box. And within this box are the answers to your questions. They're the answers to the question that you just asked. And notice the box. Notice the colors on the box. The box has three colors. Those are your colors. Those are the colors that this ancestor would like you to embrace. And when you embrace these three colors, this ancestor will come through to help with whatever you need help with. You can wear these three colors. You can place these three colors throughout your home. You can do anything you want with these three colors that invites the ancestors to join you. It may mean placing flowers on your altar that are in these colors or something, a piece of fabric. But these are your colors that you receive from the ancestors. So this ancestor is handing you your box now. Take a look at the beautiful colors that are surrounding your box. Thank your ancestor for his or her presence with you today. And with you in your box is the wisdom that you need as you come back to the present moment to be able to begin to shift whatever it is that you need to shift, transform what you need to transform, bring joy back into your life, prosperity, wellness, peace, better relationships. This box contains answers for you. So as you come back to the present moment with your box, filled with the answers that you need. In your mind's eye, now just take your box and place it in a special place in your home, knowing that you can go to that area of your home where this virtual box is and be able to get guidance. You may also want to take this box and put it in a place where you can add these colors and know that you can travel there at any time to receive wisdom, knowledge, and healing. Now thank the ancestor that gave this box to you, looking back over into the clearing, seeing it from where you're currently standing or sitting, and thank him or her for all the gifts that they continue to share and bless upon you. Thank them for their guidance and wisdom. Thank all of the ancestors who are supporting and guiding you now and forever. Please and thank you. We thank the ancestors, our spiritual teachers, all the spiritual teachers, the holy ones, the holy masters, the angels, spirit guides, and the creator for this blessing. We ask that the wisdom that is contained within the box be revealed to us now and forever. Please and thank you. Please and thank you. Amen. So just take a deep breath and come back into the present moment. Feeling relaxed and at peace. Opening your eyes. And you may want to take a moment to write down the colors that you received. Write those colors down. And then begin to think about what those colors mean to you, what significance they have. And know that as you embrace these colors, it will help with whatever you are physically working on now, physically or emotionally dealing with or working on now, to help with some of the clearing that needs to be, some of the things that need to be cleared in your life right now. So thank you.
Thank you. That was so much fun. We never did that before, you know?
Yes.
I know. It was like, oh my goodness, I was like, so that was so cool, you know, just seeing all the ancestors coming forward, you know, and wow, that we never did that. I'm so glad we did that today. And then the box, I was silver and blue and red, and it's like, or blue and red. But then I got it. It's like, oh, got it.
Yeah, I mean, if you take some time to really kind of think about the colors, the idea of the colors may come to you immediately, but then it may take some time. It could be favorite colors of one of your ancestors, and you may know of that ancestor who liked that color, and you can then call up on that ancestor. There's different ways that you can use your colors, but just bring the colors forward, and the colors may change over time. Mm-hmm. But these are the colors that they wanted you to embrace right now as a part of your healing. Mm-hmm. As a part of their healing, and as a part of clearing the karmic stories.
Beautiful. Wow. And so Renetta says that her grandmother came through. Yay.
Hey. Wonderful.
Yeah, for me, it was somebody way back. I didn't ask who it was. I was like, oh, this is awesome. Thank you. I was pleasantly surprised. So, you know.
Nice.
It was a gift. Jayshree says, felt teary-eyed during that process.
Mm-hmm.
Heart opening, right? And connecting.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, that was so nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was great. And, you know, this whole conversation, I always have so much fun talking to you about the ancestors, you know, and the stories that are still living through us, you know, that can be cleared and resolved and healed, right? Mm-hmm. It's always a new conversation. It's always a new process.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy it.
Thank you for having me here. I love your show and all of the people that are participating. I get to see the beautiful faces, and it's beautiful.
So much fun. Yes, and thank you everybody for your questions too. And you know. I apologize for being a little pushy or something, but I wanted specific questions because if you ask a specific question, you're going to get more of an answer than something very vague, right? So
particularly in this short period of time, like when we're in private session, you can do that and I have a little more time, or even in our story clearing circles, I have a little more time to work with you. But when we're on, you know, limited time and we want to get as many questions as we can.
Yeah, exactly.
That was really helpful for you to really help people clarify exactly what they wanted to receive information about. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So Renetta says the colors were more like a gradient from orange passing for yellow, green to turquoise. Nice.
Beautiful.
Work with it, play with it, you know?
Yes.
Awesome. Yes. So, and again, take a look at the special offer that's available, the two packages, package A and B. And remember, it's not a 48-hour special, bonus. It's like until Sunday midnight right now. So take a look at those and see which one, you know, resonates with you. But definitely, you know, the issues or the stories that you'll be clearing the next couple of months are huge. And, you know, the bonuses are so amazing because poverty, addiction, shame, they're huge, huge, big ones. And so once you get those cleared out of your field and healed for the ancestors, you will start to see your life shift and change as well. So please do take a look at those for yourself. And
can I add one thing too? What we just discovered last night is that our contact page on the website is not working. So if you do have some questions about the package, about what you think may work better for you, is it okay for me to give them the email?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
So my email address is drmonique@drmonique.com. So it's pretty easy. MONIQUE. And so just send me an email directly. And if you have any questions, sometimes people are not quite sure which package is best for them. Send me an email and I'll be more than happy to answer your question. Just let me know that you came from Alara's show so that I know exactly who you are. So.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And everyone, you know, like I said, this is always a new topic for me because I've never, you know, worked with the ancestors. You know, it's always whenever Dr. Monique comes, I'm like, oh yeah, so it's starting to come more into my awareness, you know, so so much more to make my spiritual practice richer, you know, and to help all of you as well. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye, bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Bye for now.